The writings of Ludmila Petrushevskaya were long banned in Russia. They weren't subversive. They were stories about women and domestic despair. Yet Soviet censors demanded optimism, and Petrushevskaya didn't make the cut. They considered her writing just too dark. But today, Petrushevskaya is a living legend in Russia, and she's always reinventing herself. Her newest project is Cabaret. She recently visited New York and sang for an audience of Russian émigrés. Kira Feldman was there.
At age 71, Ludmila Petrushevskaya likes to put on a good show. When she sings cabaret, she wears glittery costume jewelry, fishnet sleeves, and a cape. Sometimes there's a little cleavage. The first thing is the hat, says Petrushevskaya. She takes out her crowning glory, a hat with ostrich feathers, fur, and a silver brooch. She says, this is the hat that's called I Was Late to the Titanic. Petrushevskaya is here in New York for the first time in almost 20 years. She's on a reading tour for her new book. It's called There Once Lived a Woman Who Tried to Kill Her Neighbor's Baby. Tonight, Petrushevskaya is singing at a restaurant called the Russian Samovar in Times Square. Mikhail Baryshnikov and Joseph Brodsky opened it in the 1980s. After Brodsky's death, the back corner became a shrine. It's cluttered with giant photos of the poet. There's also a tiny, easy-to-miss painting of the Virgin Mary. Around here, the divine hierarchy is clear. Writers at the top. Petrushevskaya says, I wrote this song for women, women in love. It's an end-of-love song for the modern era. People are too busy to be properly heartbroken. She sings, let's do without explanations. There's no time. Plus, I'm lazy.
Ludmila Petrushevskaya is probably the most respected contemporary writer in Russia today.
That's Jane Taubman, professor of Russian at Amherst College. She says Petrushevskaya doesn't limit herself to a single genre. But she's best known for writing about women and ordinary life in Soviet Russia. For her, ordinary life meant private life. For her male counterparts, it meant
the building of new cement factories, the overcoming of production plans, lots of war stories, which obviously didn't have too many women in them. The stories of Petrushevskaya can somehow be very banal. They're basic, everyday, what the Russians call buit, everyday life.
But surprisingly enough, Petrushevskaya also writes fairy tales.
Somehow when I read one of these stories, one after another, about people dying, getting sick, losing their parents, getting into accidents, I end up with a kind of feeling of catharsis in a funny sort of way, that you've faced these awful situations, and then somehow she has a wonderful way of turning one moment in the story.
Petrushevskaya's new book is a collection of dark fairy tales. They begin with lines like, there once lived a woman whose son hanged himself.
When I was a banned writer, the higher-ups would always explain why I was banned by saying that I write Chernuka, that I blacken experience. In other countries, this is called existentialism.
Some people translate Chernuka as dark porn or writing that revels in suffering. Even her cabaret songs have Chernuka. Her version of La Vie en Rose includes a murder-suicide. The thing is, Petrushevskaya wants to make people laugh, in her own dark way. She grew up singing classical music in school. 2 years ago, she sang for a little talent show in Moscow. Then she sang at a bigger theater festival. Pretty soon, she was singing at nightclubs all over town.
I always say that to write a sad story, to write a difficult story, is to give it away to someone else. I have freed myself, and now you can suffer. But every morning when I know that evening I have a cabaret, I wake up and think, well, today at least there will be joy.
Practically all of Russia is represented here at the cabaret in New York City. Old and new Russian émigrés have turned out. The old émigrés came years ago, fleeing the Soviet Union. Many of the new émigrés are called global Russians. They jet back and forth between Moscow and New York. This bourgeois group is a sign of the times. Russia is a capitalist country now, with oligarchs, like Mikhail Prokhorov, the billionaire who's buying the New Jersey Nets. He funds a Russian magazine called Snob, and it was Snob that flew Petrushevska to New York. It's a far cry from when her work was banned for being Chernukha, for blackening reality. In those days, Petrushevska wasn't even allowed to leave the Soviet Union. One Soviet editor rejected a story of hers with a kind of prophecy. She says the editor told her, well, they'll print it after you're dead, or in New York. Petrushevska says it's a whole new world. Soviet censorship eased up in the mid-1980s. She published her first book at age 50. Then the Soviet Union collapsed. Now she's even in New York. She shakes her head in amazement. Then she packs her bag. In the morning, Ludmila Petrushevska will fly home to Moscow. For The World, I'm Kira Feldman in New York.
Bei mir bist du schön, bei mir hast du Heil, bei mir bist du teurer von Geld. Bei mir bist du schön, bei mir hast du Heil, bei mir bist du schönst auf der Welt. Viel scheine Mädele haben gewollt nehmen mir und von sie alles geklebt noch aber nur dich. Старушка не спеша дорожку перешла, ее остановил патруль гипеде.